Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, we've got Stephen Bright.
Hello.
Stephanie White.
I'm back, everybody. Sorry.
And then, who somehow has managed to say nothing through this intro, is Shannon Young across from me.
Bucka bucka.
There it is.
So are you apologizing for being gone or apologizing that you came back?
Yes.
No, we missed you last week, Stephanie, though. Lindsay did a pretty great job filling in. This week, we're absent CJ, so we've got Shannon on the show.
I heard he's chasing the dragon somewhere.
I thought that was last week. He actually didn't mention where he was going to be this week, so I have no idea where he's at this week, and he just said he was out of town. So I found Shannon, and since he's not going to be on any show this week.
Tonight, I think it's the last one. Yeah,
since he's going to be going to Pennsylvania.
Now's your chance to stage that coup, Jesse.
No, it's all Asa.
Oh, okay. So that could have been a week ago, too, because I wasn't on any shows then.
It's true.
Yeah.
Shannon's going to be absent for most of the show, so he was happy for this opportunity.
I was. I'm working today anyway. I was going to be here no matter what, so I'll be at you guys can catch me in Pennsylvania at King's Restaurant. I'll be doing stand-up there in the next week. I'll also be headlining in Pittsburgh at the Apollo Theater.
Is literally any of those locations even accurate?
King's Restaurant is the actual place, and I will be eating there. And I'll probably tell a few jokes.
Yeah.
So
that's some partial truth.
So look forward to that.
All right. Well, I'm also really happy to have Shannon on, because something I've been wanting to talk about on the show that nobody else could really talk to me about is the recently announced Prometheus sequel.
Yes. Parasites Lost.
Try again.
Okay.
They're trying to find their way home.
let me backtrack a little bit. So, Jesse, a little history that you know of Prometheus, because we were super excited about that movie.
Right.
Like, you, me, Bob, and Kevin watched that trailer how many times for Prometheus?
Quite a few. That was during the Sunday nights, like the pizza nights.
Yeah.
And we just watched those trailers on Hulu.
Yeah.
Over and over
again. Over and over again. We're so excited about it because we are big fans of the Alien movies.
Right.
Now, Stephanie, have you watched the Alien films?
I began the first one.
Steph?
It's not animated, is it? No, I actually haven't. Or if I have, it was maybe only once.
Well, I'm a big fan of them. It's one of my favorite series. Lindsay got me the anthology a couple years ago for Christmas, and I love it. And I was super excited because they finally were going to make a new Alien movie that wasn't... Because they did Alien Resurrection, which was god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to watch it again. It's still god-awful. I don't care. It's got Ron Perlman in it. Don't care. It's got Michael Wincott. Don't care. Dan Hedaya. I do not care. Brad Dourif. It's still a terrible film. Then they made the Alien vs. Predator movies, which weren't god-awful, but they're pretty bad. But now here it is. Ridley Scott making a new Alien film called Prometheus. And then right before the movie came out, after the trailers and everything, he said, well, it's not really an Alien movie. And we thought, what do you mean?
There's a xenomorph.
Like. Clearly, this is an alien film. I see the engineers from the first movies. I see the ship. They're going to LV whatever. Clearly, this is an alien film. And if you've seen Prometheus, you know it is an alien film, but it's not an alien film.
According to Ridley Scott.
According to my fucking brain. When I watched that movie, did we watch it together?
No.
I know I watched it with Bob. And I think it was just me and Bob and Lindsay. And I remember looking at Bob at the end of it and going, what the hell was that? I felt like Krusty the Clown watching Worker and Parasite.
Yeah, because I think me and Kevin ended up having to see that separately from you guys. Like there's some sort of scheduling conflict or something.
Why? Not that. Why was that film the way it was? Why couldn't they have just made it an Alien prequel? It was all there. The space jockey, the planet, the distress signal that they heard in the first Alien. You could have easily tied it together, but instead, because he wanted to be different, he didn't want it to be just another Alien movie, he changed it just enough to where it wasn't.
You did hear that Ridley Scott said, no, yeah, Prometheus is an Alien movie.
Because it is.
Like, he just said it like after he announced the sequel, and you know he's calling it Alien Paradise Lost.
Yeah, now he's just completely dropped.
So, yeah, he's actually said, like, no, yeah, I guess I was trying to, like, trick you guys, maybe make you think that it wasn't an alien movie. It was definitely an alien movie, and this is the sequel.
Well, he said the DNA was the same from the first Prometheus. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't alien in DNA style. And Steven, I know you're looking at me going, what the fuck are you talking about? At the end of Prometheus, one of the space jockeys, which are these giant aliens that fly these ships, right? The ship they find in the first Alien movie that they first get the alien attached to him, is one of those ships. So it's like, okay, clearly this is the same thing from that movie. So this is a prequel. And he said, no, it's not really a prequel, but the DNA is similar. Because at the end of the movie, one of the space jockeys, one of the creatures busts out of his chest. But it's not quite an alien. It's sort of an alien, but not really. It's just different enough where you can go, no, that's not an alien. But it's exactly the same. I feel like he sucker punched me. I felt more ripped off in that movie than I did in The Village, which was a god-awful film. Well,
because weren't they also trying to say that, like, the human race came from the space jockeys in that movie?
Yeah, that they created us, and then they were going to eliminate us by using this alien goo,
which turns into
the xenomorphs. Yeah,
yeah, we were test subjects for this bio weapon.
Yeah, so it was all convoluted. But now it looks like with the sequel, they're actually going back to saying, fuck it, it's aliens. But they're also making another alien movies by Neil... I want to say Blomkamp. I probably got his last name wrong. He's making Alien 5. So now everybody's going, well, what's going to happen here? You've got two Alien movies coming out. Are they going to be related? What's happening? And I don't know. And that's my bit. Here's the grieving mother.
I guess I'm the grieving mother.
You are? Now,
I was also really upset with Prometheus. I enjoyed the film, but I was really upset that he tried to say it wasn't an Alien movie. And then... You know, you could kind of tell where he was coming from inside the movie. It's like, well, I guess it's not, like Shannon was saying, it's not technically an alien movie.
Pissed me off so bad.
It's a goddamn alien movie.
It's the same monsters, it's the same planets, it's the same ships, everything is the same, but it's not a prequel.
Yeah.
That's like saying Gotham's not a prequel to Batman. Does it have Bruce Wayne?
Well, yeah.
Then it's a prequel to Batman.
Is Bruce Wayne a child?
Yes. Then it's a prequel. Clearly isn't a sequel. Fuck it.
And it's the same characters.
I'm pissed now.
it's a great way to start off the show. All right.
We need to start timing this to see how long it takes Shannon to jump off the deep end.
It doesn't take long.
It really doesn't, especially with things like Alien are on the line, because that's a movie that Shannon is really passionate about. Oh my God, I really enjoy. But
I mean, technically, aren't they all aliens?
Technically, aren't we the aliens?
In that movie, yes.
The xenomorphs, I mean, even if you've never seen Aliens, you know what the xenomorphs look like, right? Everyone knows what the aliens look like.
I've been on the internet more than once. Yeah.
You've seen Family Guy where he's like, hey.
I'm going to eat you with my little tongue.
That gif I sent you of somebody had the stapler. Yeah. It does the mouth thing, right? With the stapler.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So you know Alien is the greatest design. H.R. Giger, or Giger, I don't know how you pronounce his name. I say H.R. Giger.
I think it's Giger.
It's one of the greatest monster designs of all time. And when I was a kid, they really scared me. They were scary.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They don't make good monster movies anymore. And Alien was a great monster movie.
And there was, like, Alien Isolation, I think, was the game.
The game, which is a great survival mode. Yeah, we played that last Halloween like crazy. We're going to play it again this Halloween. We're going to play it on November 7th for the Extra Life charity we're doing here at the store. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's great.
709 Broadway for all your gaming needs.
God bless you, Ridley Scott. Sorry about your brother.
Yeah, it's... I really like that game. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool playing the survival mode and just, like, thinking you're safe. And then look down, and there's a tail coming out of your chest.
Welcome to life,
bitch. And you're just like, huh. Well.
Now, that's the one that came after that one that was really awful.
Yes.
That
Colonial Marines.
They got sued over. Because the test footage they showed at, like, E3 had nothing to do with the game they released.
Well, I just remember getting, like, I guess review whiplash from it. Because, like, that one was so awful and everyone hated it. And then everyone's like, this one's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Isolation was way different. Different company, different storyline, different everything.
Oh, there we go.
I bought Colonial Marines Day 1 without reading a single review because I was like, this is an alien game and it looks awesome.
Rookie mistake.
I'm too old for this shit. And it was made by Gearbox.
Yeah.
That company everyone loves for making Borderlands,
right? It wasn't made by Gearbox. It was finished by Gearbox.
Just like Duke Nukem Forever.
Right, yeah.
Gearbox got problems.
Gearbox was the third dev team to pick it up.
They can't finish strong.
No. Somebody hands them like a pile of shit, and they tried to shape it into something like shippable.
It had the same DNA as a game, but it was largely unplayable.
Yeah, because I mean, if you look at Borderlands, like Gearbox knows what they're doing, but yeah, if they're
they aren't gods. They can't.
No,
fix
they can't fix everything.
No,
because Duke Nukem Forever was doomed. It shouldn't have been picked up at all.
No,
like that game would have been great if it had been released in 2002.
That's true. I mean, yeah, it's still misogynistic and outdated, but at least it would have been less outdated then.
Well, yeah, no, in 2002, I think it would have fit right in with, like, what everybody thought was funny, because that was, like, right at the end of the grunge era and all this
American
other stuff.
Pie was out.
Right.
People were fucking pies.
So, yeah, I think
Tom
it would
Green
have been...
was still a thing.
Yeah.
Remember Tom? Do you know Tom Green's in Cape?
He was,
he actually
yeah,
came to my other job.
And
ate.
And he probably knew who you were more than you knew who he was.
Yeah.
Aren't you Steven from Nerd Up? Aren't you... Didn't you have a show at some point?
I've been in several movies.
Freddy Got Fingered. That was a classic.
How?
It wasn't an awful movie. All right, fine. Yeah, you're right. No, I've always hated Tom Green.
Oh, me too. Not funny.
No.
Not funny at all.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
All right, so moving on, though, to something we can get Stephanie involved in.
Yay.
Hey, Stephanie's here.
Yeah, I am.
You say things.
I guess so.
Yeah. Lots of Disney movies. Disney and Pixar got release dates this weekend. One of them in particular that I'm really excited about that I know no one else is Incredibles 2. Got a release date for June 19th, 2019.
I don't dislike Incredibles.
I'm not, like, hating on it. I'm just not as excited as everybody else is, apparently, for it. So
I'm excited for Craig T. Nelson to get more work.
Who?
Craig T. Nelson.
Who?
Fuck.
Why
am I on the show?
They've also got...
Can you explain?
He was Coach. He was Mr. Incredible.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. I was just giving you shit.
I honestly didn't know.
I know. You didn't know who David Letterman was, from what I understand.
Bullshit. I know exactly who David Letterman is.
He forgot briefly. And from earlier this morning, he forgot his own coworker's name, so now everything's a little bit more understandable.
And sorry. The glasses are off.
He's
and
just like
the vodka's back.
Drinky Crow is with us this afternoon.
Steven, it's 11 a.m.
Not if you didn't sleep. Guzzle, guzzle. Shout out to Tipsy McStagger.
Tipsy McStagger. All right. So yeah, Stephanie, do you have any more movies that you were excited about that got release dates this weekend?
I'm pretty excited to see what the good dinosaur is going to be at the end of this year. I'm also excited for the Peanuts movie, but that's neither Disney nor Pixar. That's something else. So I think Sony. Is Sony doing the Peanuts movie?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Either way, it looks like it's going to be really good.
I'm excited for that
one. I'm also excited
Finding Dory is supposed to come out in 2016, I think. 2017 is Cars 3, which is the one that nobody cares about. Except if you're five.
Kids.
Except if you're five.
My nephew is extraordinarily excited for Cars 3.
Like, the first one was okay. The second one was not.
I watched the first one and I was like, this is not for me.
And then they made planes.
They didn't make planes. What? Disney made planes. Pixar had nothing to do with
it. No, but I mean, they made planes based on Cars.
Disney did, yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. So that is kind of that. But they've tried to expand the brand by bringing planes involved, you know, into it. And it didn't work nearly as well.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware that Pixar had nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, not the Golden Boy.
Nope.
Not John Lasseter.
They don't do the...
Shout out to Lindsay.
Do you know that he has his own line of clothes?
John Lasseter?
He's got his own line of Hawaiian shirts, I think.
That's awesome.
Damn it, he went down to John... What was it? John Wana... I can't think of the quote from It's Always Sunny.
Down
to John Wanamaker's and get a couple of Tommy Bahama shirts.
Yeah, that was it.
But yeah, Toy Story 4 comes out apparently in 2018, according to the internet.
Did that get pushed back? Another movie.
What?
That was the first time they've given us any kind of year on Toy Story 4.
And I've heard it's supposed to be kind of a prequel with, like, Woody and Bo Peep's backstory, what their relationship was, which I'm...
I mean, that sounds like a great short.
That's better than it continuing. Like, they've done that already. They don't need to start it over, but with the little girl instead of Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that honestly, to me, that sounds like a great animated short for Pixar. That does not sound like a feature-length movie.
Oh, they can do shorts for the rest of eternity. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that premise should be a short and not a feature-length film.
I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see what happens. I'll probably get the art book for it. But 2019 is when Incredibles 2 is supposed to come out.
Yep.
Jeez.
June it's going to be almost 2020 when that movie comes out.
Jesus.
But if you think about it.
That after the
When did the first one come out?
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
I thought you were going to ask from now, and I'm like, well, Steven, it's 2015.
No.
That's roughly
I'll
four
be this
years
old.
From now.
Shannon held up both hands with all fingers extended.
I'm old, Dalton, you fucker.
Dalton Mankey. Sorry, Dolphin Mankey.
Is that the first time he's ever got a shout out on Nerd Up?
I think so.
Oh.
Because I don't think we've ever had a reason to talk about him. 2004,
Steven.
2004.
So that's about 15 years after the original came out.
Hitting while the iron's hot.
Well, the good thing about animation.
Well, people love that movie, so that's not like.
I wish they would do the same thing with Ghostbusters. Like, if they do a Ghostbusters film with the original cast, you know, God willing, someday they'll make a Ghostbusters 3. I wish they would do it as an animated thing, because that way you can have them look however. And,
and you, right, you just have that voice actor. So.
I don't hate animation. I hate cars.
then you could just get voice actors, and have been occasions where people have managed to replace voice actors.
I don't know. I want them to. Weird? I mean, they did the voices for the game,
right?
So do the voices for the movie. You know, you can have Peter Venkman and Ray Mustance in the 90s or the 80s. You can have them still young going on adventures. They don't have to be old and broken down. That's the beauty of animation. That is what I love animation for.
Right. And I was kind of adding to that when you have situations like the late, great Harold Ramis.
I would not replace him. I would find a way to write him out of the movie. I do not want someone else to do Egon Spengler's voice. I know I said that it was stupid whenever they didn't want to put the Joker in Dark Knight Rises because Heath Ledger died. And I said, well, it's just a character. Have someone else play it. But in this case, I do not want someone else to play Egon Spengler.
See, and I mean, I kind of think, though, in the same right, I don't know that anybody could have pulled off what Heath Ledger did with the Joker.
That's true.
I mean, that was just
fantastic.
Yeah, it was such
the ball
a
is in your court, Suicide Squad.
Oh, Jared Leto's already dropped that ball. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, it's a whole different kind of Joker. Like, and it's
Club Joker with his souped-up sports car
and his grill.
No, I'm pretty grill. Sure. I'm pretty sure he stole the sports car.
It's purple,
but
with green lights.
No, maybe not. I thought it was red.
Is it red?
Yeah,
I have to look it up.
Because no, I thought the picture I saw like Batman standing on the hood of a red car with Jared Leto.
Oh no, it's purple. Yeah. I can promise you, it's purple.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know that. Those movies though aren't connected at all to the Dark Knight series.
No.
So like, it's not. Jared Leto's not replacing Heath Ledger. Jared Leto's just doing a new rendition of the Joker.
And that's fair. You don't want to I mean, I still think Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger are like neck and neck in my view as Joker. So it's good to have a different view of the Joker. You don't want to just do the same thing again. That's why Rick Moranis isn't doing the Ghostbusters cameo.
Right.
He's like, why should I do it when it's already been done? So I can respect that.
So yeah, and I feel like, and we've talked about this quite a bit before, but yeah, the Jokers are very different in that respect. Like, the Jack Nicholson Joker is more of a mobster.
Yeah, he's a gangster that went nuts.
Right.
Heath Ledger's more of the classic
anarchist.
Psychopath. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jared Leto is the club kid that got too much ecstasy. He's on bath salts, really. Bath salt Joker.
It takes place in Florida?
He just seems to me to be outright crazy in this.
Florida, like,
He's just an actual psycho.
Gosh dang, Florida man.
Florida man!
I love Florida Man.
Florida Man gets in all kinds of shit, doesn't he?
No, it's just that they can report. Apparently, I read into this a little bit, this slight segue. Florida Man, in Florida, like, everything can be reported on publicly. Like, there's no privacy laws there. They just can't mention their names.
So it's Florida Man.
Yeah, so Florida Man can report on everything that happens in Florida. Because from what I understand, a lot of that crazy shit happens all over the U.S. It's just nobody can report on it.
But Florida Man. Kids, Florida. Look up Florida Man.
Oh, God, I love Florida Man. All right. So the next bit of the thing I want to talk about, and it'll get Steven involved in some conversation here.
Steven's here.
Destiny. Lol.
Oh. Nope, not Destiny. Though I do have Destiny stuff I could talk about because they did more cool stuff last week. Yeah. Anyway, the Battlefront beta started over the last week. And I know Shannon and Steven have been playing a bit of that. Steven more so than Shannon, from what I understand.
Yes, all I've done is survival. I haven't done actual multiplayer.
Yeah, I actually haven't gotten a chance to play any of it.
How long does that beta run, Steven?
I want to say till next Tuesday.
That's good. I mean, as opposed to Call of Duty that had like 2 days.
And then like one day had to be spent downloading, and the other day was fucking just a lag fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Awful. Like, I'm honestly, I'm not going to pick up Call of Duty 3 or Call of Duty Black Ops 3 at launch.
I still will.
For that reason. No, I want to make sure it's actually going to survive.
Just don't pre-order it. Just don't pre-order
it. I'm not
going
to pre-order it, yeah.
But you have to pre-order it to get the maps.
Nope.
Jesse.
What about Nuketown?
What about Nuketown?
Are they bringing Nuketown back?
They are. But only pre-order. Only if you pre-order.
It's going to be you know it's going to be in the box.
It's going to be in the box. Yeah.
You know it will be.
I know. But I do have to pre-order WWE because if I don't get the Terminator, I will kill myself.
Oh. You could always just have somebody get that hookup. Have somebody print you out a code.
Pre-order.
We're losing people left and right there, Jesse.
We still got Sykeston.
I haven't talked to Sykeston in forever.
I occasionally if Sam Brewski, if you listen to the show, shout out. Every time a game comes out that I need a code for, I just text Sam.
Oh, no, don't say that out loud.
Why?
Moving on. Battlefront.
GameStop doesn't listen to this show.
They do now.
They might
after the last two, yeah.
No, that's true.
Episode 1 and 2 of the Hate Fest.
The first one wasn't so hateful.
No. Yeah.
Second one was more hateful.
Yes.
I miss Kevin.
Oh, he was a joy.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun to have back. Yeah.
I miss him.
And shout out to Kevin.
We know he's listening, so.
Yeah, he actually listens to all these shows now.
Oh, man.
Don't get nervous. He's still our friend.
So you can say hi to Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Steven, say hi to Kevin.
Hi.
I don't think, have Steven, Steven and Kevin, Kevin be in the same room together at any point?
Steven Kevin?
Ooh.
Kevin.
I'm going to explode into a fire.
Steven
mess.
Bots down. Rage bots down.
Rage bots down.
Battlefront, Steven, what do you think?
Yeah, thoughts.
Fantastic. Like, this wasn't even on my radar, like, whenever they announced it. I mean, like, cool, yeah, Star Wars Battlefront. I remember having a lot of fun with that game. I might play that.
You know, back on the PlayStation 2?
Yeah, actually, I had it on computer.
Oh.
Never
Me
played
too.
On PS2.
Me too.
It was
Xbox.
Nice.
Shout out to Nostalgia.
Yeah.
But anyway. I was like, I saw the beta. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna download and play this. This is gonna be day one purchase for me.
You've been putting some time into it.
Yep.
Now there's a GIF. I don't know if this. I think it was official. I think I showed it to you, Jesse.
I hope this is the one
over
I'm
Facebook.
Of.
It's a first person view, obviously, and there's Darth Vader standing at the other end of the hallway. Okay, and the player, whoever's playing, it's shooting at him, like straight point blank, not missing, shooting at him. And Vader's just straight up blocking every single one and slowly walking towards you.
Yep.
It's
That's
the
horror.
First time I've ever seen him scary. He's never been terrifying except for that GIF.
I thought you were talking about a different GIF that we saw where the guy gets to play as Darth Vader, and as soon as he spawns and he starts walking, a speeder lands on his head and kills him immediately. And the guy's like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, like he didn't even
land.
He was coming in. Like, he actually got the power up to get into the speeder. He was just coming in, and he just, boop.
Yeah, just bombs him. Vader's dead.
They both spawn in at the same time.
I saw another GIF. It said Luke Skywalker. It's like Luke Skywalker is unlucky or something like that. And the guy's playing as Luke, and he's doing the same thing. He's blocking the shots. He's flipping over, running toward the guy. And as he's doing that, an AT-AT just crushes him and kills him immediately.
That's awesome.
But no, this GIF, he's just slowly, it's like a pimp walk. It's just slowly walking down this hallway.
He's actually using the lightsaber as a cane.
Yes.
As he walks.
It's not effective.
And deflecting bullets, and it's just like, welp, I'm going to, no.
Yeah, because it definitely brings back, from what I can see anyway, that traditional feeling in Battlefront, where when you got one of the hero characters, you were overpowered,
well,
and that was the point.
You.
Yeah,
or
an AT-AT stomps you. But yeah, like you get that feeling of just like I am the baddest thing on this map, and I'm about
Everyone
to have a lot of fun.
Fear me.
I actually watched a GIF that I thought was really really awesome, and I actually thought this was just a cinematic footage or something. But yeah, dude was playing, and he just sees Luke Skywalker running up to an AT-AT, jumps up, slashes the front of it, then goes on to kill like three more dudes just in the pan of like 7 seconds, and I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I looked at the actual gameplay, and I'm like, holy shit.
And the whole game looks like that. We talked to when we were playing, it's like, this game just looks amazing.
Like, it looks like it could be a movie. They had the screen wipe transitions. It was very good attention to detail. And like, what, you were playing the survival, and you saw the Saiyan people?
Yeah, if you look up, you see the Tusken Raiders just sitting there, like, cheering on. Kind
oh, that's
of, yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I tried to shoot them, I couldn't.
Now, here's a real question. Are they bringing back the pod racer? I couldn't even say that with a straight face.
No, man. This is all, like, original trilogy.
Are
no,
they bringing back trilogy. The Ewoks?
I love the pod racer on the
N64. I imagine
N64.
They will.
I want to play as an Ewok.
I don't think you'd be able to play as an Ewok.
That'd be like the odd job of this game. All right, who picked Wicket? God damn it. I can't hit him.
Except that you wouldn't have the same problem where you did, because aiming isn't a problem anymore since there are two sticks.
That's true.
That's the only reason odd job was bad is because you had to stop and point down to get him.
Because the auto-aim wouldn't lock on to him.
Right.
God, he was terrible.
Yeah.
And there was always some idiot that would pick Jaws, and you would go, you are an idiot. You might as well just be a giant target.
I mean, have fun losing the game.
I want to shop at you.
And Oddjob wasn't even
target.
Short in the movie, was he?
Like, he was short.
He was shorter, yeah.
But yeah, he wasn't like
that short.
He wasn't cheek coat short.
He was like 5'3".
I mean,
but
he's
he
Asian.
Wasn't, yeah,
they're little. Don't look at me like that.
No, yeah, he was short, but he wasn't like Peter Dinklage or anything, which is what the game would have you believe.
Fuck Destiny.
Peter Dinklage's not in Destiny.
I know. That's why I'm saying fuck it. After watching Knights of Badassdom the other day here again, I forgot how much I like Peter Dinklage.
I also like Peter Dinklage a lot, and he just didn't have, I don't know if it was poor writing or he didn't know what he was doing, but like his voice acting in Destiny was awful.
Steven will back me up on this. We prefer Peter Dinklage to Nolan North. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but I will say Nolan North does have like fantastic lines. I will give him that.
And Nolan North's a great voice actor.
Yeah.
He obviously. That's why he's in everything. That's fantastic. Why in Saints Row 4, there was voice 1, voice 2, voice 3, Nolan North. Had his own fucking label.
Yep.
No, yeah, and I honestly, I think Nolan North is doing better than Peter Dinklage did. That's yeah, I'll say it. I'm saying it right now. Fight me, bro.
Well, I don't respect your opinion, but...
Well, I'm entitled to my opinion.
Moran, you're not allowed on this show.
This is very out of character for you.
This is a progressive show. You need to be on of that Marvelous Jesse and Chris. Now that's conservative.
What? All right. Well, anyway. So yeah, Shannon, your thoughts on Battlefront?
Oh, I only played the survival mode, so I don't know. Huh. No, I'm kidding. It's really good. I love. I know it's very limited right now. It's only 6 levels on that, and the blaster selection. I actually have a replica blaster, like they have in the game, the pistol. Mm. I have a replica blaster of that I won at the first anime convention I ever went to at OmagadCon.
Isn't that like a water gun?
No. That's my Han Solo blaster.
No, okay.
No. This is the. I can't remember the name of it. It's a car.
The E-11 blaster, or
I have to see it. I know that's terrible. I don't know this, but it's the. It's like a pistol with this really silver looking dildo on the top. Like it looks like kind of a vibrator on the front, like a dildo.
I get you.
You can stop saying it. We get it.
But yeah, so it feels. I mean, it felt just like it did in the not like a dildo. It didn't feel like a dildo. It felt like in the movie, like the guns would feel, and the Stormtrooper blaster feels like a blaster. Okay. I've never felt a dildo. I mean, I did in college. It wasn't mine. It was Chad's. But not that we used it together.
Shout out to
Fire to spread it over to Shannon.
That was a classic Mac moment right there, just burying himself.
I am tough.
You're putting on a raw bulk muscle.
I'm I told you I'm cultivating it.
Yeah. You know? Time to harvest.
Time
man.
To harvest. Time to harvest. Good beta.
What's good? Like betas recently have been a real letdown. Like we talked about earlier with the Black Ops 3 beta. Yeah. I was really, really upset with that.
It was fun though.
I didn't get a chance to play it.
I know. We tried.
I tried real hard.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Black Ops 3 beta, I haven't actually experienced any lag at all with the Battlefront.
Like, it's very polished beta.
Yeah.
I haven't seen many glitches either.
Yeah, because my understanding was they were supposed to, like, the game is done. They're just trying to stress test. And from what I understand, the stress tests have been beautiful.
Yeah. It's awesome. So I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be day one for me, though. I want to see you play it first. I want to see how much content is there, because I know there's no campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just multiplayer.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
oh,
yeah, that's what I'm worried
that's
about.
That's why you play Battlefront.
Well, that's true. It's like,
I guess that's true.
I never bought Battlefield or Call of Duty for the single player, ever.
Nope.
I mean, it's nice that it's there.
Yeah.
It might have a neat story, Black Ops.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I played Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2's campaign. Never played Modern Warfare 3. I have no idea how that story ended, but I imagine it's something to do with laying on the ground and your injured captain passing you a gun, and in slow motion you shot the bad guy.
And then getting the guy at the last second?
Yep.
Explosions.
More like breaking through glass and hanging him.
But you still get him at the last second.
Like you dill. Yeah.
You dill. Dildos, right? Can't get them off your brain.
I can't stop thinking about him.
We learned something about Steven today.
That's another, I guess, GameStop story.
Dildo?
I warned a parent about Saints Row 4.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. Because the dildo weapon.
Yeah, I warned them about Saints Row 4, and they still bought it for their 8-year-old.
In my last week of GameStop.
I nearly killed John whenever I told the parent about it, too, because he doesn't expect that from me. So.
What's the content like in this game? It's a lot like GTA, but there's a dildo bat.
Because that happened to me twice in my last week of working there.
In real life.
Because I told two people. I told the grandfather, and he was like, fuck it. And then bought it for his grandchild.
Dildos.
And then, like.
Can I go off on a personal story real quick about you?
About me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My problem with Jesse Kimball, when we used to work together at GameStop, he doesn't do it here, thank God. And he had to do it. It's the way he did it. And you know where I'm going with this.
I do.
Customer would come up, can I buy, I want to get GTA for my kid. Jesse would grab the box, and they told us to, you want to make sure they know what they're buying. Because you don't want anyone. Lindsay had an incident where she sold somebody Harvey Birdman because they thought it was a kid's game. Because it was a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
They brought it back the same day because it's not a kid's cartoon.
No.
So Jesse would grab the box, and he would just immediately flip it around and go, all right, but I just want you to know this game is rated M4. Strong sexual content, nudity, drug use, violence, et cetera, et cetera. Is that okay with you? And the customer, there was one time in particular, the customer literally went, I feel like the worst mother in the world right now. And I'm like, no, it's fine. No, the game's great. We play it. I let my son play it.
I didn't play it, and I didn't like that she was buying it for a 5-year-old. I stand by my decision to do that.
Well, at the time, I was towing the corporate line, so I was like, Jesse, you're trying to cost us a sale. You stop that.
Yeah, no,
My kids need wine.
And I understand like that perspective, like, yeah, because that I turned many parents away from buying Grand Theft Auto for their small children, and I stand by that.
Turn off your phone.
And I stand by that.
Game of Thrones bot, why?
Whoopsie!
Shout out to Hunter.
So anyway, I stand by my decision to do that because she was buying it for a 5-year-old. 5-year-olds have no business playing Grand fucking Theft fucking Auto.
No, really. There's like a paragraph. There's a paragraph of warnings on the back of that box.
Right.
Yes.
And I mean, like, this isn't one of those games where it's like, oh, it's a little violent,
around
cheesy.
It. You can just play the car. Yeah, I just want to drive the cars around. No, you don't.
You're going to the goddamn strip club.
No.
Getting that first person lap dance.
Like Big Pat.
Like Big Pat.
Not Little Pat. No.
No.
Not that Pat. Big Pat.
Big Pat. Oh,
talking
man.
Talking to the strippers.
He asked for a microphone so that he could talk to the strippers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because you can raise your affection. You can raise your level with them by talking to them. So he would just, we heard him just sitting there talking. We thought he was playing online with somebody. He wasn't.
Nope.
He was sweet talking Petunia or whatever.
There was one time we had like the guidebooks out and this parent's asking about it and asking how explicit. I'm skipping through where the spaceship parts are in the strategy guide. Found the strip club and then showed her the picture. Like, here's the weapons and the cars. Here's where your son can get a first-person lap dance from a 3D stripper.
Now, let me clarify my stance on this, though, is I'm fine with there being strip clubs in the game.
Just not for 5-year-olds.
Not for 5-year-olds. Like, right. if you're going to make an adult game, it's an adult game. It's for adults.
Yeah, no, like, I have nothing against Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto is a well-polished game, great game.
And I'm not judging anybody if they like going to the strip club and watching the strippers and
just
stuff. That's
not for 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. But 5-year-olds...
If you were buying it for your 5-year-old to enjoy, I do have a problem with you.
Yeah,
you were a bad parent.
I don't. I think that the 18 limit's kind of stupid. I feel it's dumb that we shield kids from things because we don't want them to see it. But a 5-year-old, yes. The 5-year-old has no business knowing what dildos and strippers and lap dances and cocaine is.
Just have them watch Let's Plays. Like, the internet's good for that.
Okay, don't let Jimmy Kimmel hear you. Son of a bitch.
He's not funny. I try to watch him. He is not funny.
Steven taking a stance against Jimmy Kimmel. Drawing that line in the sand.
How has Shots he had a fired. Show for this long and not be funny at all?
I mean, he even had a show before that. Like, Man Show was Man his show. Thing. And
oh, yeah,
was
that was
bad.
A classy show where the girls just jumped up and down on trampolines and bikinis drinking.
Yep. Because that was how you filled content.
Yeah. Oh.
Because that's what men like.
That's America. M-U-R-I-C-A.
America.
America. Rock, flag, and eagle.
and heritage flags.
There should be a guitar riff in there somewhere.
Rock, flag, and eagle.
There it is.
Yeah, so yeah, Grand Theft Auto. Not for 5-year-olds. Nope. So yeah, and anytime the parent did that, like I said, I don't feel bad.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
It was almost a perk of working at that store.
Oh, because the you'd get the parents that just they didn't know, and that was the main reason you wanted to do this, because a lot of parents were just talked into their children to purchase this game,
or grandparents,
or grandparents, even worse.
Games are for kids.
Well, literally, there was one time we sat there and this kid was, I think it was a grandparent, was buying it for the grandson. And I said, this is an M-rated game for these reasons. Is that okay? And he looked down at the kid, and the kid said, it's fine. And he goes, yeah, it's all right. And I thought, no, that's not how this works. That's not how adult-kid relationships go.
No.
You tell him no or yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that would happen, too. And that was always more frustrating. The funny ones were when, like, the kid would just give you this look. Like, the parent would look at them, like, with this eye, like, really? You thought you could pass this by me? And then the kid would just look at you like...
You cock-blocked him.
What did I ever do to you? What did I ever do to you?
Get a job.
Like, what's funny is I've got a friend who works in movie theater, and she said she feels the same thing, because she texted me about it one day. It was like, did you ever, like, feel really happy that you could turn somebody down from seeing something they shouldn't have seen? I was like, let me tell you about working at GameStop. Because there's some it's not the parents, like you said, it's not the parents or the grandparents who know what they're doing. It's the ones that don't, and the kids are trying to play them that right. You're like, yes, I'm glad you got caught.
Also, right.
Like, go
little jerk.
Go play Need for Speed if you want to drive the cars, quote unquote.
Or Lego City.
Or Lego City, I guess.
Get a Wii U.
Yeah, I was about to say, you would only get it on that on a Wii U, though.
I guess if Lego City's your thing, then there you go.
Lego you can City. Get Lego Batman, drive the Batmobile all over Gotham.
There you go. Or Lego Marvel and be the Hulk.
There you go. That's way more fun than driving anywhere. Especially, like, way more fun than driving anywhere in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Talk about the worst driving mechanics in any game in the history of games.
I don't know why all streets in Grand Theft Auto are covered in ice.
I don't either.
Try taking a corner at anything over 5 miles an hour.
And you will slide right into a building.
Slide off everything and kill 50 people.
And then cops will be after you. And now, don't get me wrong. Again, I like Grand Theft Auto. I actually put a lot of time into Grand Theft Auto 5. Had a great time with
online,
it. Online.
Yeah.
I didn't play any of the campaign.
Nope. Just like fucking Call of Duty and Battlefield.
But the driving in that game is god-awful. Like, I did it as rarely as possible.
It's like a woman driver every time.
Shannon.
Hi, Steph.
Can we have one episode?
I'm sorry.
Just one.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I take it back. I'm taking it back.
It's too late. It's already out there.
No. We'll edit it out. Edit this whole part out. Just start
live and uncut
from here.
On tape. So, I talked about it last week a little bit, and this is another one I'm really glad Shannon's here, because he and I share this opinion of...
I feel like that statement's getting less and less true every time I speak.
I'm really glad you're here, Shannon. Really glad you're here. Star Citizen. Shannon agrees with me that it is probably the biggest scam in video games history.
You can't make that much money for a game and not have a release date or anything. You're just collecting money for the sake of collecting money at this point.
So, and I was talking about this last week, as those of you that listened to last week's show heard. And this week, they made a huge announcement. Coincidence? I think not. Mm.
I know that they listen to it. I have a source.
Does your uncle work at Nintendo?
I don't
have... My dad works at Sega Tendo.
Sintendo.
Sintendo.
Hey, buddy.
I'll keep going. I'm listening.
I was about to say, I thought you were going to make a My Family's Dead joke. I was
waiting. Oh, my God. Why would you bring that up on the air?
Because you wanted to.
Go on.
So, yeah. They've made a huge announcement. They've got a whole, like, cast of really, really, well, fairly famous voice actors. Gary Oldman's going to be in it. Gillian Anderson, Mark Strong, and Mark Hamill. A few others in there, but those are the some of the notable ones. And I was actually really surprised to see they had any sort of announcement.
I can kind of see all of those except Gary Oldman. I don't know why. Gary Oldman kind of strikes me as odd because he's so classically well-respected as an actor in Hollywood, you know?
Oh, he's a method actor, though. Like, he's done so many different kind of roles.
It's
like,
true. You know he ain't American?
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, he's British.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I can see that.
If you ever hear him talk, like, outside of... It's like Mel Gibson. You hear Mel Gibson talk outside of the movies, he's so Australian, it hurts. You can barely understand him. Heath Ledger was the same way. And yeah.
Because I remember, wasn't there an interview with Mel Gibson where he was, like, he got really pissed off because someone said that his accent was off. Like, it was a...
That he had a weird Australian accent.
Was it Australian or was it Scottish that he was trying to do?
May have been for Braveheart. I'm not sure. I'm not too well versed in Mel Gibson outside of the Lethal Weapon movies.
Oh, those are great movies.
Like, what's your favorite Lethal Weapon? I think probably 5 or 6 is mine.
Those are definitely the best two classics. Lethal Weapon movies.
It is an unfortunate use of blackface, though. I promise I'm not trying to be offensive right now. This is a thing.
No, I'm just like, I haven't seen either one of them, and I'm just like...
It's on It's Always Sunny. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Frank's sex scene was a little much.
Yeah, it started out classy, and then the turn.
Yep.
I know I've asked you this before, but I don't understand how you like Always Sunny, but you don't like Rick and Morty. Like, I don't understand how you can like one and you don't like the other.
I told Jesse this. I don't dislike Rick and Morty anymore. It's not my favorite show, but...
You caved into peer pressure?
No, I it's a funny show, and it has moments of real brilliance. I don't know. Maybe it's because I still have trouble... I can't explain it.
Rick has some pretty good character development at the end of season 2.
He does, and I've seen him progress as a character, and that's what I've liked. That's what I've started to like about the show, is you see that he really does have a human side to him, that it's not all just random songs and F-words and you know, belching up.
He's not Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, but not as bad as Peter Griffin.
No, he's like, I actually like Rick's character a lot, and my voice is cracking. I can't talk today. I can never talk.
But I think the reason I like It's Always Sunny so much is because the characters are so... Like, with Rick and Morty, Rick is the...
He's the grandfather. Right? Okay, yeah.
So Rick is brilliant, obviously. He's super smart, and he always gets one over on other people. And in some ways, it's, like, really unfortunate. Like, in some of the episodes I've watched, I've gone, oh, what an asshole. I want to see him get what he deserves, because he's dicked over people hard. Whereas It's Always Sunny... They're so self-absorbed with each other. Like, to them, they're the most important things in the world, even though no one else cares. And they always lose. It's like Al Bundy. He always lost. He never won, really. And you kind of see them get what they deserve every episode. Because even though it's the most important thing to them, it's meaningless in the grand scheme of things. And I guess I relate to that better than Rick and, you know, intergalactic travels and stuff like that. I don't know. And plus Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah. If we're not for Danny DeVito, I don't think It's Always Sunny would be near as popular.
I don't think
it
would have lasted this long without Danny DeVito. He's so brilliant.
Because season 1 is easily the weakest season.
It has some good ones, though. The first episode with the racism is hilarious. Yes. But, yeah, Danny DeVito saved that show. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Star Citizen and Gary Oldman. And, Gary Oldman. His character, since you said you couldn't imagine that, from the little clip I saw, his character looks kind of similar to the character he played in The Fifth Element.
Oh, really? The bad guy?
Yeah.
Do they have clips of these people with their characters?
Yes.
Because I need to watch it.
There's a one like short little clip.
I want to see Gillian Anderson because I have a huge crush, and I always have had a huge crush. And I know that's a joke with Hunter now. We should have a crush button for every time I mention I had a huge crush on someone. But Gillian Anderson, obviously from The X-Files, Dana Scully, mm-hmm. If you didn't have a crush on her and you grew up in the 90s,
you were in a sci-fi.
You were gay. You were gay.
X-Files wasn't that popular. I'm kidding.
Oh, please don't hurt me. God. Please don't hurt me. That was one of the first times someone's ever said something to me, and my eyes literally grew large in anger.
Do I need to bring in some restraints or something?
Some what?
Some restraints?
No, I'm fine now. I'm fine.
You don't look like you're fine. You got a little red in the face.
I've never heard someone say that before. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, his face matched his shirt, which, by the way, for those of you that can't see, is a interesting color red.
It's pink.
Almost pink.
It's pink. I told Lindsay it was pink. She doesn't believe me. She's colorblind.
Jesse, you're closer to the door, so if all else fails, you got about a 10 feet head start.
I'm just going to need you two to kind of stand in the way.
As he stands up, I'm just going to flip the table over and hope it's long enough to hit him in the back of the head as he's running, which will drop him and give me enough time to get to him.
I mean, have you seen him this morning when he pat me? He knocked me over to the other side.
Oh, that was really funny because your eyes went wide like, I'm going down.
For those of you that don't know at home, I'm really strong and big.
Well, Steven, also, if the wind blows too hard, he'd probably fall over.
So it was a little combination. Oh.
I mean that in a nice way.
Big Tanner can barely pick up Ethan.
See, that's just not true. Well,
no, I saw it. He tried to pick Ethan up, and because I picked Ethan straight up. I lifted him up like he was a paper bag and put him on my shoulder. And then Tanner tried to pick him up and almost fell at first. And we were all like, are you okay? Are you having problems right now?
He may have just lost his balance because Big Tanner picked me and you up.
I know.
Did he pick up Ethan after you two?
No, this was a whole separate day.
Okay. I always tell people, I always say the last person you want to mess with is me. But that's not entirely true. The last person you want to mess with is Tanner.
Yeah.
He's at the end of the totem pole.
Yeah.
Because if Jesse and I are big, Tanner is a mountain.
Yeah.
Of a man.
Because
I'm a Muppet of a man. So.
I was hoping that's where you'd take
it. I did that for you. Nuketown's 24/7.
So yeah, Shannon and I both tried to pick up Tanner. It didn't happen. He and I each got Tanner up. Maybe
you can't get a grip on him. He's too big.
No, he's too big. Like yeah. we got him up maybe half an inch off the ground before grip lost. And honestly, I thought I was going to die. What the hell was that?
I can tell that's someone banging on our back door now. I'm going to take a brief pause from the show. You keep going with the show. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were done with that point anyway. Tanner, big guy. Shannon, big guy. Shannon almost killed me because I said something about X-Files.
It's true.
Yep.
I was there.
I'm also a big guy. I'm still scared of Shannon.
This is one of those shows where you can put the "and somebody almost died on the air" tags on the in the comment section.
And I'm back.
All right. So yeah, I'm glad to see announcements out of it because Star Citizen and the concept sounded awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of pretty promises, but they made the same pretty promises about what was it called? Dark
Souls.
Oh, that was a good game. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Dark Watch?
No. This was a Dark Age, I think.
Darkness. Darksiders.
Please stop.
There's so many games with dark in it.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh.
Darkwing Duck.
You know, I think they finally announced who won the Disney Infinity contest.
Was it Mabel?
Yeah, it wasn't Darkwing. Mabel. I was about to say it was not Darkwing Duck, so I don't give a shit.
But Darkwing Duck was second place. By a huge margin.
Well, yeah.
So hopefully they'll make both figures.
That'd be awesome because I love Dark. I would buy a Darkwing Duck figure. Like I'm not gonna buy Disney Infinity, but I will get Darkwing Duck.
I've got a couple of the Disney Infinity figures just because they're cool.
Darkfall. Mm. When Darkfall came out, they made all these promises of okay, this is what's gonna happen. If you kill this dragon that lives in this cave, a group of gnomes or gnolls might move into it because it's open. If you do this, this will happen. If, you know, we have all these systems in place, real weather systems, stuff like that. And then the game came out and it was like, we couldn't actually implement any of that. We are so sorry. And I'm worried Star Citizen will be the same way.
Have you played or heard of King's Quest that came out recently?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've not played it.
It's got that. Like, the Game Grumps have been doing, they've been playing through it on Steam Train. And, yeah, it's definitely one of those games where every little thing you do has an effect on everything else.
But that's a single-player game, right?
It is, yes.
So this is an MMO. So for a single-player game, it's awesome. I mean, that is a great feature.
Yeah, King's Quest has been amazing watching it so far.
But for an MMO, it's almost impossible because you have so many other factors to take in. So when they announce, yeah, this will all be in the game, I went, well, that sounds a lot like Ultima Online, which, as you most people that listen to the show know, is my favorite game of all time. And I thought, well, this will be Star Citizen's kind of the same thing. It's a sandbox. It'll be completely open. I ain't buying it this time.
You know
you
what?
Ain't tricking me again.
You know, it actually does look really fun though, and reminds me a whole lot of Ultima.
Albion?
Yeah,
I want to play that.
I really, really want to play it. I really want to get into the beta, but the only way to get into the beta for Albion Online is to buy one of their fucking Founders packs, and it's not going to happen.
That's what I did with Mortal Online. Someone was like, "Yeah, it's just like Ultima. You should try it." I'm like, all right, cool. Here's $60. Played it for 2 days. Went, well, this is awful. This is god awful. I'm never touching it again.
Yeah. So far, though, you and I have pretty good luck with paying for Founders Packs.
Marvel
Heroes. Should
have just bought that whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. That's the only downside, I think, to Marvel is that we didn't spend, like, we only spent $60 in that game.
Because we've spent so much since then. Still waiting for Jubilee to come out. Fuck you, Tater.
He doesn't listen to this
show. Fuck you, CJ. Fuck you, Chalen Tatum.
Shannon likes Jubilee, for those of you that are uninformed, and CJ makes fun of Shannon for it.
Yeah, well.
At his own peril.
We've got a weekly checklist of things to go over, and it's pre-order bonuses and Jubilee.
It's a very small checklist. We frequently miss the second one.
I've learned to be patient with addicts.
Oh, God, that was too mean.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
Getting there. But yeah, no, Marvel Heroes is great. Love that game.
Well, I made this awkward.
I was trying to move on, but you guys just wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, talking, yeah.
Marvel Heroes.
You get?
You didn't get a Founders Pack for Heroes of the Storm.
No, I got in somehow.
Yeah, somehow. No, everybody did but me.
Aw.
Like,
Jesse's outside the window looking in.
No, Jesse bought a Founders Pack because he really, really wanted to play this game, but all of Jesse's friends were given keys by Blizzard. It's like they knew. It's like, this guy's going to pay money because he's bought every other one of our games.
They have the Heroes of the Storm figures at Hastings now. I saw it last night. Like, the legit ones, the NECA ones.
Ooh.
They had Nova and Illidan when I went. I really wanted to get Nova, but I thought...
Well, they're NECA. How much are they?
25. They look good, though.
I could swing that.
Yeah.
I can swing that for a Nova.
Yes, you can.
Do they only have Nova and Illidan?
Yeah, and I think they only had one Nova. They had two Illidans.
Do you know what I thought last time I went into Hastings? Because I, like, never go in there.
You saw Dalton and you went, what a stupid hairstyle?
No, I was just like... I haven't been to an anime convention in a while.
Aw.
Yeah, I haven't
either. This is like a dealer's room in an anime convention.
Yeah, they've definitely stepped their game up with their merchandise.
Oh, yeah, Hastings is, like, since
remember
they did
when
that
it was
remodel.
Terrible? Yeah, remember when it was bad and you were like, oh, a figure, that's cool. Now it's like, oh, my God.
There's so much stuff for so many different fandoms. Like, it's really cool.
Do you want this $80 Sailor Moon figurine? Yes.
Yes, we did. We bought most of them.
You should see Shannon's apartment. That's what you should post, is pictures of all the random stuff you have in your apartment.
I should do, there's a photo set called Me and My Place. And it's usually of hot women dressed in various states of... It's like celebrities in their underwear in their apartment. I should do that. Like, me and my place. It's just me and my underwear at my apartment showing off pictures.
There's like a box of Little Caesars on the table and your cat.
A box. There's three Bob people in that too. Apartment. Yeah.
Oh, you can do like a double picture with Bob.
Me and Bob?
Yeah.
Just sitting out on a bearskin rug together.
It's Bob in his princess dress.
Does Bob have a princess dress?
No,
he has a rattlesnake thong.
I forgot that you two, you haven't listened to the show, and you weren't here last week.
I heard the story.
No, it somehow got around to, we were talking about Bob is a Disney princess, and then it devolved into Shannon is his handsome prince, and they dance in the living room together.
I didn't hear that part. I got to the princess part. I didn't know I was the prince.
That was the best part of it.
They call me Prince Mediocrity.
Prince Mediocrity.
I don't think there's anywhere to dance in your living room, though. There's not a lot of space.
They can move the furniture.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Move the coffee table.
It's tightly allocated with all of the shit we have. Like, my apartment is a museum to video games and pop culture.
It especially is really something special.
Yeah.
Especially with how much you guys expanded when Bob moved out.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bob moved back in.
And now we had to put it all back into the living room. We still have boxes of stuff we haven't put up yet just because there's no room.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, we'll do a video series sometime. I'll show off the apartment.
Yeah.
Look forward to that on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Podzilla1985?
Yeah, it should get you there.
Yeah, and you can also see Zach's solo reaction show to the new NXT special.
Does that have any views?
Couple?
Yeah. Well, okay.
You know what he looks like?
No. No,
I don't,
Shannon.
I don't either.
We almost saw another death on tape.
Live on tape.
But anyway. What's up?
Was it just pre-show, or were we actually talking about the figures and stuff for the various... I can't remember anything right now.
Oh, for Lego Dimensions. That was just pre-show.
Okay.
Yeah, but how much time we got left?
We're at 54 minutes.
Oh, we can finish up with Lego.
We'll talk about Lego. We'll finish up with Lego.
They also have one that's, like, just Marvel. like, it's, they're, they, I don't think the figures look very well, but it's just, like, they've already covered all the Marvel characters in the Disney Infinity game. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're doing just a Marvel run of this. And it's also, it says, it's also got the Disney label on it. So you've got two
Are you saying they're doing Lego Marvel Four Dimensions?
No, it's not Lego. It's like, if you go down that aisle at the toy store or at Target, it's like Amiibos, Skylanders, the Lego Dimensions, Disney Infinity, and then like the random other things. The other
because it was like a Disney
ones.
Infinity Marvel, or is this just extra figures?
No, this is a completely different game that's also Marvel and also has Disney's name on it.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I know.
What you're talking about?
It looks like a third party game, but they
paid.
Is it
the one with the little figures?
No, they're. I mean, that whole aisle is little figures.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's almost like a plug and play game where you use the figures on the gamepad type thing to play them in the game.
You're gonna have to be more specific. That entire aisle, because
that's Disney Infinity,
but like really small and cheap. Like, it looks like something that would they bring out at Christmas.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. And
I can't remember
also,
the name of it.
I can't either. I don't understand why they have it, because they do have the Disney Infinity series, and the Marvel figures for that were so good.
They're stylized, and they're awesome, and that Venom figure is always going to be amazing.
I was about to say, I really want that Venom figure. I don't know why I haven't bought it yet.
I think we have almost the entire set. We're missing a couple people. We have almost the entire Infinity set, period. There's just a couple we're missing. Again, goes back to the fact that my apartment is a museum. And you can see all these Skylanders and Infinity and Amiibos. And, man, yeah. If I ever thought about how much money we've spent on that stuff, I'd have a yacht.
I don't want to think about how much money I put into Amiibos just by themselves.
Yeah. I've spent $20. I have two.
That is very, very good. I have far
more
than that.
No, Jesse.
No, I'm not going to think about
it. Do
not
think
about
it.
Nope.
And now they got these goddamn... Nope. I'm trying not to curse anymore. They have these darn... Lego Dimensions.
Wait, what?
Gosh darn.
I'm trying to curse less.
Gosh diddly darn.
Why?
Just because I'm 48 now, it's time to stop.
He's not 48.
Acting like a teenager.
But they're sentence enhancers.
I'm sorry?
Sentence enhancers. Right,
well, they got these goddamn Lego Dimensions figures now.
There you go.
And it's Big Johnny brought them in. They're $100. We talked about this before the show. They're $100 for just the base set. Just to play as Gandalf. And who's not voiced by Ian McKellen. He's voiced by Tom Kane. He does a good job, but you miss Ian McKellen.
I thought you were going to say Tom Kenny, and I was like, I pay good money to
That'd
watch.
That'd be awesome.
To watch that.
What was her name? Wild Style. Wild
Style,
played by Elizabeth Banks. And she's in it.
Or Lucy.
And Emmett. No, not Emmett. Batman. You have to pay for Emmett separately. So you get Batman, Gandalf, and Wild Style, and you can play through them through the entire game. But... obviously, you're going to want to get the extra figures. So it's $100 for the set, then $30 for the extra level packs, which come with, I believe, John told me all this, like one character, one vehicle, and the level thing. Or it's $25 or $20 for a different set, and then $15 for a different set, depending on what you want. And there are so many of them. He tallied it up. Now, he didn't spend this much because he had trade-ins. But just base price, I think we figured it out, it'd be $250 to $300 for just the starter stuff, if you want everything right now. And that's not counting the stuff that's coming out later. So holy shit. But if you think that's bad, go look at Skylanders. They tallied that up. I think they said it was close to $1,500 right now if you want everything.
It's true, but I think the Lego Dimensions characters are actually more expensive than Skylanders.
They kind of are, which is odd because they're just Legos.
Because you can get adventure packs for $30, which unlock worlds in the game.
Yeah, like Back to the Future.
And they each
which actually has Michael J. Fox and Christopher
Elliott? No.
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 So hold on, while we try to remember
this. What is his name?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, they've also got a Portal 2 level.
Christopher Lloyd.
There you go.
Because their trailer at E3 this past year actually had Shell and GLaDOS, I think, talking over it.
Yeah, he played that for us. I got to see the Portal level.
Yep. No, that's one of the few things I actually caught during E3 that week.
And they've got Ghostbusters coming out for it.
They've got a Simpsons one.
They've got a Simpsons one. I mean, there's so much you can do with Lego. Plus, they said, from what John told me, they will never release another game. They will only release packs, so you never have to buy another game.
Hey-o. See, that's the smart decision.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of nice, but at the same time, $30 for one character in a level pack, $25 for two characters in a car. It's a little steep.
It's getting pricey, but if you are a kid and you want to play with the Legos separately, I can see how that would be fun. You know, you're getting double duty there.
Versus, like, the Skylanders one. Like, people keep buying those packs for the new games and everything, and they keep changing the portal because it doesn't work with the previous versions, and it just spirals out of control.
Yeah, and you're spending way too... And Infinity's the same way. Like, you have to buy Infinity 2.0 and 3.0, right? But the portals still work. I use my 2.0 portal on my 3.0 game, but you can't play the game because it's a different disc. So, yeah, it's weird. I don't like it. No, sir.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I don't like it. Because we have a portal in the living room, we have a portal in the bedroom. Mm. And we can use either portal. Does not matter. I know that sounds weird. We have portals all over the house. Just portals wherever we go.
So you're thinking with portals?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay's GLaDOS.
Huh.
You didn't know that about her.
I didn't.
No.
No, I didn't.
Shout out to GLaDOS.
Speaking of people like us earlier, who voice strange stuff in video games when it doesn't really sound like their thing, the lady who voices GLaDOS is actually like a theater and opera singer.
I think I have heard that because she's like really classy.
Yes, she's a very sweet, very, very cultured lady. And yeah, she voices some of the most venomous characters in video game history.
As GLaDOS, pretty much.
Yep. Yeah, no, and it's really funny. Like, we'll finish with this story and then we'll call it a day. The, she has a very similar problem to like the voice actor for Gurr. People think that she just does the voice of GLaDOS. And what people don't understand is she's reading the lines, but then they're running it through a machine that's changing the voice. Same thing with Gurr. He can't actually talk like that. He just reads the lines and they change it.
But 13-year-old emo kids can. They can do the Gurr
voice.
Yes,
they can do the Gurr voice.
I think Lindsay can too.
Krista can also do the Gurr voice.
I want to see people go up to the girl, the woman at the conventions and go, "Hey, do GLaDOS." How?
Well, no, there was actually...
How would you like me
there
to
was
do
this
that?
Video. Okay, it was like for the Spike TV Video Game Awards or whatever. There was a video that was playing at GameStop over and over again. You know how they like to loop shit on GameStop TV. they had the voice actress. Like, she was nominated for Portal 2. This is the year that came out. And they asked her to read her favorite line from the game, and she did. And, of course, she sounded like her. And some people were like, well, that was a terrible GLaDOS. Really?
You don't know how this works, do you?
You think she can make the machine voice? Like, you... People are dumb. Anyway. All right, well then.
People are dumb.
People is dumb.
Shout out to Freebie.
Not you folks listening at home. You folks are all awesome and intelligent and beautiful.
All of the ones that haven't turned on me are great.
So anyway, from Stephen Bright, Shannon Young, Stephanie White, and myself, thank you for listening. We're going to have Sunday Random Sunday be posted tonight. This will be posted tomorrow. So, yeah, get a little glimpse of the future, I guess, or something. I don't know.
No.
Past?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait.
Huh?
You said they'll be posted tonight, but it'll be tomorrow. And
yep, you'll hear, like, Sunday Random Sunday will be posted tonight. No. You'll hear this show tomorrow.
You'll hear this today, and Sunday Random Sunday was posted yesterday. Because today is tomorrow's yesterday.
Pulling the Mr. Show.
Yeah. If you wanted to talk about the elderly, you should have called in last week.
So, anyway, have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.